Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2174, Fitness Claims and Marketing, How Our Emotions Control Us, Part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2173. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Fitness Claims and Marketing, How Our Emotions Control Us, Part 2, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Buyer's Remorse and Cognitive Dissonance. Aha, those dreaded negative thoughts and feelings that we've all experienced at one time or another following our decision to purchase. It's a common feeling, especially when we look back at our decision and see we use no logic or factual reasoning whatsoever. Did I really need to buy that $200 pair of Nikes when a similar model for a third of the price would have sufficed? Did I really need to eat the entire pie during Thanksgiving dinner? Was that special home exercise bike really worth the price? Was it really what I needed? The answer to those questions is no. Yet, we still make a decision to buy regardless. And in hindsight, if you could remove all emotion from the purchase and focus solely on reasoning and logic, we'd have never made the purchase in the first place. Now give me your money. Allow me to share some examples we often see on those long sales pages in magazines and sometimes we hear on television. Quote, drastically transform your physique in only 19 days. Experience permanent fat loss with minimal time investment. Hi, I'm JC, and within the next 5 minutes, I'm going to reel to you the most powerful techniques ever developed that will turn your body into a fat-burning machine. And here's the cool thing. This technique has always been around, but only available to the elite athletes and physical competitors we're all familiar with. When you combine their secret technique with my detailed diet plan, you can triple your fat loss efforts. It's been proven over and over again to increase your metabolism by 327%. So yes, in just 3 short weeks, you can be on the fast track to the body of your dreams. Yes, the technique is that effective. End quote. What I'm doing here is building a belief that I have something no one else does. If you're like most people who want results, you wanted them yesterday. If I were here to continue going with this type of sales technique, I'd slowly dig into how my knowledge, product, or whatever is going to fulfill your need. And it's really not too hard because most people in this niche want to lose fat, build muscle, or improve performance. So in this case, we'd write some sales copy that caters to the individual need, offer a solution, and create an emotionally based reason to buy. And the reason to buy comes from selling the intangibles I mentioned yesterday. Here's another example. Quote, but you need to act soon. I'm only allowing 1,000 applicants into my new program. Out of that 1,000, I will extend a qualification questionnaire to 500 individuals. Out of the 500, I will only select 254 participants from that group to participate in my fat loss breakthrough course. This offer is only open until the 1,000 applications are in. Once the 1,000th person signs up, I will close the door for 6 months. Next time, though, the price will likely double. Well, that's just assuming I even run this promotion ever again. End quote. What I'm doing here is creating a sense of urgency, a competitive environment causing you to feel like you're missing out on something if you don't act immediately. In this case, the fear of loss will cause you to act out of emotion as opposed to logic, because you're afraid someone else will get it before you do. If you were thinking logically, you would know that anyone with the chance to make way more than 254 sales would be stupid to cut it off for 6 months at a time. No one is really going to do this unless it's a very special circumstance. You'd also realize that no one owns any real secrets. There's nothing new under the sun, and 9 times out of 10, really awesome content is not going to be found through cheesy sales pages or overpriced ebooks, although there are exceptions. Now here's a targeted example. Quote, lose all of the baby weight in weeks, not months. Imagine getting your pre-baby body back within a few short weeks, not months. With a few simple movements and only 2 workouts per week, you can be back to your original weight in no time. Gone are the days of dieting or excessive working out to get the body of your dreams. No need to feel deprived or hungry. You'll actually be eating more while you turn your body into a fat melting furnace. End quote. Here, our focus is to manipulate the new mother who's desperately searching to revisit her pre-pregnancy shape. And guess what? She'll likely buy if we push the right emotional buttons and give her a reason to believe we have the answer. Too bad she doesn't realize it's going to take much longer than a few weeks and that she'll have to watch her intake closely as well. So, how do we make better decisions? I admit, it's hard to disseminate between facts and utter BS sometimes. Some people simply have a gift with words, and their copywriting is flawless. It's really hard when you add a visual to the copy, which is providing false proof that whatever they're saying actually works. Ever seen an ad in a magazine for a creatine product and the model holding it is clearly on a weekly gram of testosterone and other pharmaceuticals? Even though you may or may not understand he's on the sauce, you might struggle with the fact that the creatine is not what made him into a behemoth. That's the power of advertising and marketing. We love to believe what we see and what our emotions tell us, despite all logic and rationale. Here's my recipe for not being a sucker if you're prone to letting your emotions ruin all ability to think logically. And yeah, a lot of people, think marketers, are probably going to hate me for this, but such is life. Tip number one, take a step back. For real, yo, just take a step back. If you've got your hand on the credit card and you're about to flesh out some mad cash for a product that you're pretty excited about after reading a 10,000 word sales page, it might be a good idea to let it stew for a few days. If, and only if, you're as or more excited as you once were, then go ahead and make the exchange. Chances are, the excitement will die down and you'll come to your senses. Tip number two, seek advice. Talk to a friend or mentor, someone who can be objective about the purchase decision. Ask them what they think about it. And tip number three, think logically. Very hard at times when emotions are involved. So think about why you're feeling a certain way and why do you want to make a decision so quickly? What's the basis behind your decision? Is it logical? You just listened to part two of the post titled Fitness Claims and Marketing, How Our Emotions Control Us by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As JC mentioned, those in the fitness industry or the food industry aren't the only ones really guilty of doing these things. Think about your last trip to the grocery store. Is it any surprise that all the kids' cereals, those ones with all the artificial sweeteners in them, are right at hip height for most adults? Now, I'm a little shorter, so maybe it's closer to chest height for me. And is it any surprise that when you finally get to the checkout lane, there are little refrigerators with soda in there? There are sales items on each corner. There are candy bars listed at 10 for $10. Gum, little toys sometimes, magazines. All of these are impulse buys. So why are they there? It's because marketing folks know that by the time we're done grocery shopping, our brains are pretty taxed. We can't make logical decisions anymore because we just spent the last 30, 45 minutes or even an hour trying to make decision after decision. I should buy organic or shouldn't I? Should I buy soy milk or regular milk? Well, I heard that regular milk has hormones in it, but soy milk may increase risk for breast cancer. That's not true, by the way. Should I buy whole grain bread or gluten-free? These are all the decisions you're making throughout the last 30, 45 minutes or an hour. By the time you get to the checkout line, your brain is taxed. And therefore, you're more likely to make an emotional and impulsive decision. Ooh, 10 candy bars for 10 bucks? That doesn't sound like a bad deal at all. But as JC said, if we allow a moment to just literally and figuratively take a step back and ask ourselves, do I really need this? Is this something I truly want? That will likely stop 90% of those impulse buys. And that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.